If you're a custodial supervisor at a local high school, you know that cleanliness is key and that the best place to get cleaning supplies is from Grainger. Grainger helps you stay fully stocked on the products you trust, from paper towels and disinfectants to floor scrubbers. Plus, you can rely on Grainger for easy reordering, so you never run out of what you need. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
This is a Sound Rebel podcast.
Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
Double Game Week 24 has one fixture left. Managers with Mane were gutted, bereft, as he went off injured after just 33 minutes. Lots had triple captained him, including me, and our spirits were dashed with not many high scores, a very low average full of threes and fours, but Liverpool have one more game to play. Salah could fire, and Mane could slay, a clean sheet and three bonus for TAA. We put all our hopes in this game of fantasy. Welcome, welcome to Triple Captain.
Oh, that was beautiful at the end. It was Burns night on Saturday, you know, and I felt like that was a Robert Burns kind of FPL poetry.
That's the best one, yeah.
I went for double rhyming this time, so rhyme first line and second line rather than the gap. So you think that's a good format?
You can tell you're not working full time anymore.
Hey, I'll knock that up in 5 minutes, mate. I mean, I don't know what you're on about.
R.I.P. Jesse Donovan.
It's finally come to an end. We can talk about it, although you boys have known for months, haven't you, that was what was going on.
We didn't say it on a podcast when you went there and then had to delete the episode.
Oh, yeah. I was like, yeah, you can't really say that, mate. I mean, I wonder if there is much of a Hollyoaks FPL crossover.
That is a very, very niche market.
That is a niche market. Maybe we should do a Hollyoaks / FPL podcast.
But you got loads of mad messages off like fans and stuff. Isn't there like a WhatsApp group you put on your Twitter or something like that that's dedicated to you?
That was really funny, yeah. Someone had messaged. I got so many messages and comments. Like social media went mad, which I wasn't really expecting, but it was amazing. One of the messages was, we've created this just for you, and it was a WhatsApp group with a picture of me, not me as Jesse, but it was a picture of me saying, R.I.P. Jesse.
Oh my God.
Very weird.
People are mad.
Very weird, but... It was a mad, mad reaction. And I think Hollyoaks did the episode very well. Like it was really sad. And no one really expected it. So yeah, it was a really amazing reaction, and feels weird now. It felt very final. It's like I'm not ever gonna be on screen in Hollyoaks again. So
oh, so weird.
It does feel weird, yeah.
End of an era, but now we get you all to ourselves, right?
Exactly, now I can focus all my attentions on FPL.
Great, that's what we want to hear.
Full-time FPL, like the general, please.
Yeah, so if you are going to go full-time, presumably you had a great week with your triple captain chip and double game week on Liverpool.
Oh, here we go. I mean, there's simply nothing you can do about this. This is where FPL is just complete rotten luck. And, you know, maybe there should be a rule that if a player that you've captained or triple captained gets injured in the first half of a double game week, then it goes on to your vice captain. I don't know. I guess the whole of the rules would have to change then. But it's just pure rotten luck.
So unlucky.
I went through it, didn't I? After we spoke and put it on our group about why I made the decision to triple captain Mane, it was mainly because his away form has been so much better than Salah's this season. I think Salah's only got one goal away from Anfield, and I think Mane had 4 in 8. His stats were just better than Salah's, basically. And I looked at TAA, but we didn't fancy him to keep a clean sheet against Wolves, did we? And then they didn't. Mm. So I went with Mane, and yeah, just... bad, bad luck.
It's so unlucky. It's so unfortunate. Your character gets killed off and then your double game week comes to nothing. Oh, an awful week for you.
I know. But to be fair, last season I triple captained Aguero for a double game week and he got me 57 points. So whoa. I can't complain too much. I had great luck last year and bad luck this year. But who knows?
FPL karma.
Mane might come back. I don't know. He might be back for the West Ham game. We don't know, do we?
I mean, they put on Sky Sports Twitter about an hour ago that he's going to miss it. So,
oh, he's missing the West Ham game.
He's missing the West Ham
game. Oh, I see.
Oh well, he might be back for the week after. You never know.
What a shame.
Maybe they'll give you a triple captainship back for the first time.
What a shame. What a shame. That is really gutting, especially because he's not been injured, has he? For like, when was the last time Mane got injured? Like three years ago.
Yeah, because didn't he like play at like the World Cup and then like the Africa Cup of Nations and didn't have a break for like 2 years or something like that, and still didn't even pick up an injury. He didn't even get tired, and he just carried on, and it just happens to be on Liverpool's double game week for the first time this season that it's all gone wrong for him.
Yeah, it's a real shame, but you know, what can you do? And at the moment, and I think I guess unless Salah goes mental tomorrow night, I think I'm on for a green arrow. I'm on 45 points, mainly due to Nick Pope keeping his clean keeping his clean sheet against Manchester United, and getting bonus. So he got 10, and Jimenez scoring against Liverpool got 8. I've learnt my lesson from last season and some of this season: never bench Jimenez, even if he's against a big team, because he can always pop up with a goal. Calvert-Lewin bagged, which was nice. He was one of my transfers in. So yeah, I'm on 45 at the moment, which is a small green arrow to 150k, but whether that remains or not by the end of the game week, I don't know. And of course, I've played my triple captainship now, so plenty of chances for the people that haven't played it to make up that ground on me. So
yeah,
a bit gutting, but there's nothing I could have done.
No, I mean, I'm taking the mickey, but I've had an absolutely atrocious game week. This is the furthest I've been off the average all season, I think. Obviously, we've still got the final results of the Liverpool-West Ham games come in, and I've still got the captain's armband on Salah, so he could save my week. But at the moment, I'm on 26 points. It's been so bad.
Yeah, I do believe I've gone ahead of you.
Yeah, I do also. Yeah, that is fact. But still, we've got Salah to come in tonight.
If Salah bangs, you should be ahead of me because, yeah, captain-wise, I've got Salah, but he's not my captain, so...
Yeah, there won't be much in it, though, I don't think, between those two at the end of this game week. But, yeah, just no one's really delivered at all. De Bruyne got me 7 points, but, you know, more than half the players in the game have got him for his assist that he got there. And then, yeah, just nothing else. Vardy, did he miss a penalty? I'm trying to remember.
No, that was last week. I think he came off injured this week, didn't he? Yeah.
That was it, yeah. So... I don't know if he's going to be missing for the next game week. Cantwell also got an injury as well. It's been an absolutely dreadful week, and I need to make some changes, I think. I've been hanging on to my same old team for about 6 weeks now, and I think now is the time where I need to make some transfers.
Yeah, I think it's becoming that time now, isn't it, where we need to start making a real push for this top 100k. I think we're about 50, 60,000 places off it. We need to start making a real push for it. And having those players in that, you know, like Pope and Jimenez, or, you know, the players that aren't as highly owned that can make a difference and boost you up those ranks. And I think having the Salah and Mane double up for us, there won't be many people in the game that have got Salah, Mane and TAA. So hopefully after this game week, it's only a light injury for Mane, and he can come back, and having those two could make a real difference for us. I guess it's just a case of who to put the armband on each week, isn't it?
Yeah, oh my God, the ever-ending question, which nobody ever knows the answer to.
No.
But yeah, how did you get on, Ben?
Actually, not too bad. I'm on 51 points. But I suppose, so Dele Alli produced for me. Lots of people have got him out, but he got 13 points. He got 3 bonus.
Oh, God, I took him out.
Dele?
I took him out result to get Mane in.
Goal and an assist. Oh, you're joking. But, you know, that just reminds you that midfielder goals are bloody great. 5 points for a midfielder goal.
Yeah.
So Dele Alli performed. Kevin De Bruyne got his assist. Calvert-Lewin got a goal. I've also got Vardy, came off injured. I've got Danny Ings. He didn't start, but then came on for 20 minutes, which I'm really annoyed about. Because if Danny Ings hadn't have come on, Perez, who's sitting on my bench with 15 points because he managed to get 2 goals, 3 bonus, and he played all 90 minutes, he would have come on. But you know what?
Yeah, I would have had Rico come on as well. It's so annoying. He would have had a nice 5 rather than a 1.
But, I mean, you know, that's unlucky. But I suppose my good bit of luck this week is that I had Gazzaniga in goal.
Oh, yeah.
My other goalkeeper is Dean Henderson, but I put him on the bench because he was playing against Man City. So you've got to bench him against Man City. Luckily, Hugo Lloris, no one knew he was coming back. He just turned up, got the captain's armband on him and went out there. So Gazzaniga doesn't play, so I've got Henderson coming in with 11 points, which takes me up to 51. But yeah, boys, I'm slowly creeping up. I'm catching you up now.
Oh my God.
I'm now, 1-3-2-7 overall, which means that I am 22 points behind you, Rich. I haven't been that close to you in a really long time.
And I've been leading for so long in the season, and now Luke's gone ahead of me. Now you're catching me up.
26 points behind you, Luke. But, you know, having said that, I've got the captain's armband on Mane this week. I've got Alexander-Arnold and Van Dijk, so, you know, hopefully they keep clean sheets tomorrow night.
Salah could hurt you, couldn't he?
Salah really could. And by the way, Vardy is back because looks like he's going to be playing against Villa tonight in the League Cup.
That's good news.
Okay.
That's good news, yeah. I mean, although sometimes...
Depends on your perspective. It's not good news for Villa.
No, but. sometimes it's good when these things happen, though. Like if Vardy was injured and everyone had to take him out of their team, suddenly it blows it all wide open. It's like, oh, who are you going to put in and what are you going to do? And sometimes those things make the game more interesting. But, I mean, I'm glad I don't have that dilemma and I can just keep Vardy in my team. With Perez, if he scores, he just seems to he always seems to score like two or three, doesn't he? If he scores, he very rarely just gets like one assist or one goal or something. He seems to just get like these huge points hauls.
Yeah, but only when Vardy isn't playing. Remember when Vardy had a couple of games out injured? That's when he got his
off injured and then he got
points.
Really interesting.
Honestly, he only ever scores when Vardy isn't playing.
Right, okay. Interesting.
Yeah.
Well, because I was thinking of bringing him in, but now you're saying that he's back. Is he definitely back?
He's been in training this week.
He's in the squad, yeah.
He's in the squad. And he basically said they thought it was a hamstring, but then it ended up being a niggle, and he wants to get back. Brendan Rodgers is saying his attitude's fantastic, et cetera, et cetera. So.
Okay, all right. Well, he can keep his place in the team for now.
Till he gets clattered by Tyrone Mings later.
Stands on his head, just doesn't one. But
stands on his head.
Yeah, that's what he does. He loves standing on heads, doesn't he? Okay, shall we talk about what we've got coming up in this episode of Triple Captain?
Yes.
So the first topic we're going to be talking about today is the double game week fail. ? I mean, we talked about that a little bit, but we'll talk about it a little bit more. We're also going to be talking about Arteta's Arsenal assets. Look at that, AAA. Good title, that one. And then our final topic, goalkeepers. Not the best title, but title nonetheless. So they're the three topics we got today. And first off, should we talk about the double game week fail?
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Get in touch on email triplecaptain@soundrebel.co.uk.
We should address that a lot of players, particularly players that will have listened to this and listened to other podcasts and take the game quite seriously, will have played their triple captain this week. Some will have gone for Salah, some will have gone for Mane, some might have gone for TAA. So I guess we should just say I'm one of those people that triple captain Mane. And look, if you've done that, don't be too down on yourself. It is the worst chip out of them all, because you're relying on one player and anything can happen in each game week. He might get injured and have to come off after 33 minutes. I know there was lots of people last season who triple captained Leroy Sané in that double game week for City that we spoke about earlier, and where I triple captained Aguero. And I think he got one. I think he got a total of 3 points, which is going to be the same for Mane if he is indeed out. I'm still refusing to believe it, even though they've actually said he's out.
Yeah,
he's out tomorrow.
Well, I just read it on the Sky Sports Twitter there, and honestly, I'm just looking through the comments now. The comments aren't really, oh, I hope he recovers soon. It's comments saying worst triple captain ever.
Yeah, yeah.
And I triple captained him. You know, it's everyone just worried about the fantasy team rather than Mane actually being healthy. And then there's actually a West Ham fan who says, yes, only a 6-0 loss instead of a 9-0 loss. And that's the kind of attitude that West Ham fans have at the moment. but yeah, it's a tough one. So I'm kind of glad that I didn't use my triple captain in the end. I feel like I got away with it. Is there a way of knowing how many people used their triple captain chip this week?
They did tweet about it on the official FPL. And I think Mane was captained over 1 million times, but then triple captained just over 300,000 times.
Whoa.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
But then there's about 200,000 you've got it on Salah, triple captain.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
So that's like what, 10% of players on the game or something like that? Or just under
10%? 7.5 million.
Yeah.
Although, after this week, I've seen so many people deleting their app.
Oh, no, really? Yeah.
I mean, look, it made complete sense to triple captain Mane or Salah this week. I said, didn't I, on the group, they're the best team in the Premier League. They're on this huge, huge unbeaten run, like probably the best team in the world right now. Mane and Salah are their two main attackers, and they've got a double game week in which, if they get another two wins, that puts them a step closer to their first league in 30 years. Yeah. They're against West Ham, who are managed by David Moyes. They're against Wolves, who concede goals. They're a great team, Wolves, but they concede lots of goals. It made complete sense to triple captain Mane or Salah, or even TAA. Those that have triple captain TAA are currently sat on 15 points with him, so fair play to them. There's no, like, you can't do anything about it. It's just bad luck.
That's what you're saying. Ben, have you got the information there of how many people triple captained TAA? I'd love to know that, because we were you were toying about the idea, weren't you?
Yeah, and in the end it was the stats that made me go for Mane, because of his goal record, and I think he's had a few games where he's had goals disallowed for VAR and stuff like that, and I thought he's due a couple, it wasn't to be, and that's that. And those that have triple captained Salah, it might happen for you tomorrow night. You might score a hat-trick and suddenly the whole makeup of FPL will change, because there'll be, 50, 60 points on the board. So who knows? Who knows what will happen?
Looking at TAA at the moment, he's in my team, but he's not triple captained or captained or anything. He got a solid 5 from the first game. So he could be on for a hell of a hit if you've triple captained.
You'll be on 15 points with him right now. Another 5 will get you 30. So it's which would have been a great result, but it's just one of those.
Sorry, I don't have Trent Alexander-Arnold stats, but I do have this from Jurgen Klopp. Sadio will not be involved against West Ham and probably not Southampton. After that, he should be fine. He has a small muscle tear. We were lucky it's not that serious. So it sounds like he's going to miss a couple of weeks.
So do we get rid of Mane, or do we bench him for a couple of weeks? What are you thinking, Rich? Yeah.
I think I'm going to get rid of him. I only wanted to bring in triple Liverpool for this game week.
Okay.
Because they don't tend to absolutely destroy teams like 5-0. Like, I feel like Man City are still more likely, even though they're way off the pace, to do a team in like 5 or 6-0, something like that. I don't think Liverpool are more likely to do that, and I think just having two Liverpool assets is probably the best way to do it, because they're so expensive. I know Aubameyang's back from his suspension for the next game week, so I'm thinking of bringing Aubameyang in for Arsenal. But that's if he can get in ahead of a young Martinelli there, who's doing pretty well.
Yeah, we're going to go on to Arsenal, aren't we, very, very shortly. I mean, I suppose what you could do, if you've got that luxury and there's no other fires to put out in your team, is move Mane out for 1 week and then bring him back in, maybe for a 1 week punt on Sterling or someone like that, depending on the fixtures. Because I think when a player's injured, particularly this season, I think their price is only allowed to drop once. So you could perhaps wait till Mane's price, get rid of Mane while he's at 12.4 for someone like Sterling for 1 week, and then he drops to 12.3, and then you can get him back for 0.1 cheaper. Mm. But I mean, don't quote me on that, but I'm pretty sure from what I've seen so far that they can, when players have been injured, they only tend to drop once. So that might be a possibility to move him out just for that one game week.
I think just having like a really expensive player like Mane, who's got the red triangle, who you definitely know is going to miss a game, I feel like you just got to ship him out and then, like you say, bring him back in if you feel like he's going to hit that form once again. Because it's just so much money just not being used for that game week. And I don't really think I can take a hit considering I've had a red arrow for the past 5 weeks or whatever it is now. Oh, God, it gets worse and worse.
Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, please leave us a review to help more people discover us.
Okay, so like I just said, I'm thinking of bringing in Aubameyang. He served his 3-game suspension, 2 games he missed in the league and 1 game he missed in the FA Cup. So Aubameyang is back. For me, he's the front runner for any Arsenal asset. He has been for probably the last 2 seasons, to be honest. But is there anybody else who you think is more worthwhile getting in from Arsenal than Pierre-Emerick Aubameyang?
I mean, I feel like I have to see a bit more from them first. I mean, their form is improving, isn't it? They're unbeaten in their last four games, but three of those were draws. And yeah, I mean, Arteta is clearly changing the attitude there, and they, you know, particularly that game against Chelsea when they had their David Luiz sent off and still came back to draw 2-2. I mean, fantastic, yeah. Fantastic performance. And Martinelli could be a decent option. Say you were wanting to go five in midfield and have that third striker at $4.5 million. Martinelli could be a great option. I mean, he looks good, doesn't he?
Well, he's got two in his last two, has he, in the league?
Yeah. Do you think he's only playing because Aubameyang's been out?
I think so.
Okay.
I think once Aubameyang comes back, you know, he's had a few weeks rest and, you know, he should be back fighting fit. But, you know, he's been linked with a move to Barcelona, hasn't he, Aubameyang? You were saying beforehand, yeah. Loan.
Yeah, what is that about? To be alone until the end of the season?
Very odd.
Yeah, I think they pay like a loan fee and then they pay probably, you know, a high percentage of his wages or something like that with an option to buy. So it's basically saying, oh yeah, we will sign him, but we can't afford to buy him right now, usually right. For like fair play reasons or something like that. Because presumably Aubameyang, what is he, 30 years old? He's probably going to get you at least 20 goals a season, especially if you're playing for Barcelona. You know, they're going to pay around 50 million, something like that, I reckon, for Aubameyang. So, you know, that's a heavy old chunk for Barcelona to be shipping out there, especially in the fair play kind of era that we live in now.
There's a lot of people moving for Aubameyang. I mean, maybe because they thought Vardy was going to be out, but over 100,000 transfers in.
Oh, really?
So far, yeah. And who would you bring him in for, Rich? Would you get rid of Vardy?
No, well, I've just got Ayew at Palace, just like on the bench. So I'd take Mane out, that'd open up some money.
I see.
Because Vardy was going to be out, I was thinking of bringing in Perez, but I don't know, need to have a bit more of a think on that. But that is the main one that I want to do, Mane out and Aubameyang in.
Mane out and Aubameyang in, right, okay.
I mean, I was just on Arsenal, I know that Aubameyang got sent off and therefore didn't get much playing time under Arteta so far on the pitch. But it seemed like Arteta was putting Lacazette up the middle with Aubameyang on the wing again.
Yeah, I mean, it doesn't seem to affect Aubameyang's points when that happens, though, does it? He still seems to bag the goals and the assists. So I maybe wouldn't worry too much about that. But yeah, like it would be a big punt putting Aubameyang in, particularly if you need two transfers to do it. And for me, I'd just like to see a little bit more from Arsenal before I do that. But their fixtures are...
Who have they got? They've got good fixtures.
Their fixtures are really good, yeah. Burnley, then Newcastle, then Everton. Then they've got City away, which is tough. But Aubameyang could easily score against them. Then they've got West Ham, Brighton, Southampton, Norwich, and before playing Wolves. So
wow,
from 25 to 33, they only play City from last season's top six.
Okay.
So that is very good fixtures. It's a chance for Arteta to really make his mark, get them up the table, get them closer to those Champions League spots. What about Hector Bellerin?
Yeah, I was just about to ask you that.
So he's just come back, his first game, scored against Chelsea, got his bonus. Can you see Arsenal keeping any clean sheets? Because Bellerin's great at going forward.
Exactly, but at the back, you know, they're just desperate, aren't they? I mean, they've got so many injuries as well. They've got poor defenders and they've got loads of injuries, so it's just the worst combination for Arsenal at the back. I feel sorry for Arteta. But maybe 3-4 years ago, like, Hector Bellerin was always like your first choice defensive pick, just because he used to offer so much going forward. He always used to get so many assists, so many goals. And, you know, he's not had that for a long time because of injuries. And, you know, if you're bringing him in for 5.4 million, which is, you know, quite, it's expensive. It's up there. It's an expensive defender.
Yeah,
to get.
Yeah.
It's not quite TAA or Robertson, but I think it's just a lot of money to spend on someone who, you know, may just go missing through injury one week with something really innocuous. But I do like him. And he's basically a midfielder because he gets so far up that right-hand side, a little bit like Doherty at Wolves or like TAA at Liverpool. Like, he is 100% a more attacking defender than a defensive defender. But I do like the look of him, and he's certainly one to consider. I think out of everybody at Arsenal, he would probably be my second choice behind Aubameyang if I was to bring somebody in from them. But yeah, why? What are you thinking about him?
No, not really. But I think if I could do a straight swap from Soyuncu to Bellerin, then I might. I haven't got enough money to do that, because Soyuncu hasn't done anything for quite some time now, and Leicester's defensive record seems to have slipped off, doesn't it? So if I was going to get if I was going to get rid of a defender, then I'd get rid of Soyuncu. But I think I'd probably feel more confident getting rid of Soyuncu for a second Sheffield United defender and doubling up on them with Lundstrom, because their fixtures are really nice. And I was thinking of moving Pope out for Henderson to go double up, but Burnley's form and his form at the moment has suddenly taken an upwards turn. So I don't think I need to do that now, particularly in the price wise. Henderson's 0.4 more, and him and Pope are currently the top scoring goalkeepers, which again we'll come on to for our third talking point. So I think for Arsenal, for me, it's still a wait and see, and I wouldn't be against bringing Aubameyang in, but I'm not going to pull up roots in my team to get him in.
Just looking at like some of the cheaper options at Arsenal, for 4.5 million you can get in Martinelli, we've just said he's got two in his last league games, and you can also get Saka, who's also 4.5 million. He started the last two and completed 90 minutes in the last two. Would you consider getting Saka in? He's a decent little player.
We were talking about him months ago.
Yeah, we were. Yeah, I certainly would. I mean, at the moment, I've got Douglas Luiz in there at 4.4, who's on great form. He scored last game and he got an assist the game before, but Danny Drinkwater has just come in, hasn't he? So he might not be getting the game time.
I think that's why he scored. Right. I think he's kind of, it was a great goal.
Was it?
Imagine being replaced by Danny Drinkwater, who's kicked like two balls in 2 years. Jesus, that'll motivate anybody. That
as a fifth midfielder, then why not take a punt on Saka? But I think when you are putting in a 4.4 midfielder for your fifth player, you've got to kind of ensure that they're going to be playing, because you might need to call on them. You might need them to come in. At the moment, I've got three playing substitutes, so I wouldn't want to risk bringing in someone like Saka who might be sat on the bench for the rest of the season, but maybe worth a punt. Who knows, if you need to free up those funds for other players.
Join the Triple Captain Mini league code JLM166.
Let's talk goalkeepers. Who have you got in goal, first choice?
Nicky Pope,
good choice. I think he's second highest point scorer this season for goalkeepers.
Yeah, him and Henderson. Yeah, I mean he's got there the last two games. I mean, who'd have thought it that he'd have got 12 points against Leicester and then 10 points against Man United at Old Trafford. Sometimes that's what happens with when you've only got the one option of a keeper and you've just got to stick them in your team. Sometimes it works out that way and they have a blinder. And Sean Dyche seems to have turned Burnley's form around again. So I don't think Pope's going to be going anywhere for me. I think I might as well keep him in. So yeah, if you had to pick a goalkeeper for the final third of the season, who would you go with, Rich?
It's such a tough one, because I think the goalkeepers this season have been so inconsistent. I think this Premier League season has been a real tough one to call defensively. I always remember in the summer we were talking about big at the back, and that's just gone out of the window like within game week one, didn't it? I don't know. I think like the top end goalkeepers, Alisson and Edison, that's a lot of money to spend on a goalkeeper. It's like, what, 6 million, 6.1 million? That's a lot of money to be spent on them, and they don't always deliver. So I feel like you're 100% in the right to be going for the likes of Pope, for Henderson. You know, those teams who are playing mid-table, who, you know, keep the odd clean sheet, but more often than not are called into a lot of saves. It's like weird seeing Ben Foster be so high up in the points despite Watford having a god-awful season and already being on the third manager. So yeah, it's a tough one. I've got Patricio in goal at the moment. How many clean sheets has he had this season? Let's see. He's had four clean sheets all season, Patricio. And Wolves have had an unreal season. So, you know, it's just so hard to call. But I don't know. I am tempted by the Southampton goalkeeper, McCarthy, just because he's only 4.4 million and he starts every game. Although I am aware that Southampton are very bad. That's the only thing that's weighing on my mind.
Yeah, that is a problem.
I feel like you're overlooking someone here, guys. At 4.5 million, a Champions League winner's medal.
Oh, yes.
37 years old.
Of course.
Pepe Reina at Aston Villa.
Oh, yeah. I mean, how many clean sheets have Villa got this season?
Well, not many.
But Rainer, I mean, this is like speaking from my memory of him in like 2008 or whatever it was when he played for Liverpool. He was a great penalty, he's great at saving penalties. But he also had great distribution, so he could be a goalkeeper who gets an assist. You never know.
Yeah. I wouldn't be against putting him in, but I just can't see those clean sheets.
No, neither can I. Sorry, Ben.
And their fixtures are tough as well. They got Bournemouth away, then Spurs, then Southampton away, then Sheffield United, then Leicester, then Chelsea, then Newcastle, Wolves, Liverpool, Man United. Like, they are tough fixtures. If they come out of them, if they come out of those with two or three clean sheets, then fair play to them. But he looks great, and he's going to make a big difference to that Villa team, isn't he?
Yeah. Reina? And Samatta, I think, we brought him in from Genk. He's going to make a big difference to have a proven striker. I mean, he has been playing in Belgium, but he's got a good boot on him, by all accounts. We're going to see him tonight. Apparently, he's starting in the League Cup game against Leicester.
So will he take the Tanzanian lad or whatever he is?
Yeah, I think so.
And will he take Wesley's place then?
Yeah, because Wesley's out now for the rest of the season.
Ah, I see.
But, is he? Quickly going back to goalkeepers with a potential attacking returns, did you see what Pep Guardiola this week said about their best penalty taker?
What? Edison.
He said Edison is the best penalty taker that Man City have got.
That is interesting.
I promise you, he said
that. That is really interesting.
And he basically said he's so cool, calm, and collected. And he's got a boot on him. He's the best penalty taker we've got. I don't know. We'll have to have a think about it.
That is very, very interesting.
What would Edison? Like, what does a goalie get for scoring a goal?
I think it'd be
surely a defender.
I think it's 6 points.
Right. Okay.
I think it's same as defenders. Yeah.
They should get more than that. They should absolutely should get more than that. It should be like 20 points if you get a goalkeeper goal. God, who predicts that?
But you know,
100%.
Has that ever happened, Rich? I'm kind of digging into your TalkSport commentator knowledge here. Has a goalkeeper ever been the first choice penalty taker for a Premier League team?
I can't think for a Premier League team. I remember there used to be a goalkeeper from Paraguay called Chilavert.
Yes, yeah. I was just about to say that. Yeah, he used to take their free kicks as well, didn't he?
Oh, really?
Yeah, he did, yeah. But I don't think he ever played in Europe. He only ever used to play in South America. And I think he scored at the World Cup for Paraguay in like 98 or something like that. Or maybe 2002. I can't remember what it was. But he was like a famous set-piece taker. I've actually seen two goals whilst watching Everton live. One was from Peter Schmeichel for Aston Villa. Came up for a corner, scored. They still lost. They were like 3-1 down and he made it 3-2 and he came up for a corner. I was like, what the hell is the point in this? But he scored. And then I saw Tim Howard score from his own penalty area, so that doesn't really count.
I can never understand why a goalkeeper is told not to go up for a corner if a team is like 1-0 down with a minute to go. Why not? De Gea was going to come up for that corner that United had against Liverpool, and Solskjaer was like, no, and then he conceded anyway.
For God's sake.
Just get him up, why not?
Do you remember years ago when Pierce used to be in charge of Man City, he used to stick David James up front? They had an outfield kit for David James ready so he could go upfield. And he's like 6'6", trying to win flick-ons from long clearances out from the back. I want to see more of that. That's what I miss of old school Premier League.
I tell you what, if I'm playing a wild card, Edison now is my first choice. He's going to take a penalty, that is going to be big points.
Right.
Don't pick your goalkeeper over whether he may take penalties.
Okay. But Man City have been getting a few penalties and Jesus has been missing them.
Yeah,
this is in the Evening Standard. Man City goalkeeper Edison, a genuine contender for penalty duties, says their current penalty taker, Gabriel Jesus. Gabriel Jesus says Pep Guardiola was right to drop him from penalty duties and insists Edison is a genuine contender to replace him.
I'm not getting him in.
Edison's coming in for me.
This is what Guardiola said. Edison is a very cool guy. It's true he doesn't have blood in his veins. If the manager said to him, take them, I think he's going to score.
Mate. Are you sure this isn't like Lad Bible or Joe.co.uk or something?
That's the Evening Standard.
But if Aguero's on the pitch, he's not going to let Edison take a penalty if Aguero's on the pitch, surely.
Nah. Most legendary of Manchester City strikers, let the goalkeeper take this one.
Yeah,
he's not going to do that.
I can't see it.
Anyway, don't get Edison in if you want him to take penalties. He's not going to take penalties.
No, that's 2018.
In 2018, they were talking about this.
Yeah.
That he was a good penalty taker. I don't know.
I'm not sure about it.
Edison is coming in for me.
How good would that be?
It would be so
if
good.
If me and you get him, and then this week he takes
and they
the
keep
penalty.
A clean sheet and he gets bonus for scoring a goal.
If that happens, I'll buy you both a lovely Carvery dinner.
Are we talking Toby?
Okay.
Are we talking Toby?
Toby Carberry.
Okay, I'm in.
Toby Carberry.
Okay, yeah. I'm in. But do we have to get him in our team though, or just if it happens?
Just if it happens.
Right,
just if it happens.
Okay, yeah. Nice.
If you put him in your team, I'll get you extra Yorkshire puddings.
Right, oh, yeah. Okay.
You can pay a pound extra and get a sausage, can't you?
Oh, can you?
Yeah, okay. For real. Okay.
All right, we'll do that then. We're sticking on in your team.
Follow Triple Captain on Twitter and Instagram at Triple Captain 3.
Anyway, right, we've rambled on for quite a while now, haven't we? So that should probably wrap it up.
Yeah, that's about that. What are you doing this week, transfers, other than Edison?
Well, I mean, let's see what happens in this Liverpool game. I'm not sure. At the moment, my team looks pretty good for game week 25. I could potentially, I'd have to bench Mane, but then I could play Douglas Luiz, who's got Bournemouth, or I could play Kelly, who's got Sheffield United at home, or I could play Brandon Williams, who's got Wolves at home. So I might bench Mane, or I might move him out for a 1 week punt on someone. I mean, City have got Spurs away, so I perhaps wouldn't bring a City player in. I need to kind of make a decision on that. Or I could just save my roll the transfer so that I've got two the following week, and then Mane will be back, so I won't have to worry about having to bring him back in and all that kind of stuff. So that's probably what I'll do. They're my initial yeah. thoughts, depending on what happens in the Liverpool game as well. What about you?
So I'm going to take Mane out just because I want to go back to having double Liverpool. I don't want the double of Salah and Mane for too much longer. And it's a toss-up now between Aubameyang and Aguero. I think I might be leading more towards Aguero just because Arsenal going to Burnley, where Leicester have just lost. And I just fancy Manchester City to, you know, at least score two against Spurs.
And have you got two free transfers?
And I got two free transfers, yeah. So I think I might bring in Aguero. Not sure. I need to think about it until the... When is the deadline?
It's after the end of the transfer window. Deadline, isn't it, as well? Yeah.
End of, oh, is it? Oh, that's
yeah,
good.
Yeah, yeah. So the deadline is the 1st of Feb at 11:30 in the morning.
Yeah, so that's...
Okay, that's Saturday morning.
Yeah.
This Saturday.
Yeah, Saturday morning.
Yeah, so okay. So you'd have to move Mane out for a midfielder for, what, 6 million or something like that?
Yeah, maybe like Perez or something like that, perhaps. Maybe Traore. I don't know, I need to give a bit more thought and on then, who I'll bring into midfield.
And then Ayew to Aguero.
And then Ayew to Aguero, yeah. Which is a step up in everybody's books,
yeah.
I'd like to think.
Yeah, I wouldn't be against that, particularly as Mane is probably going to be out for that game anyway. And you've got Salah, so yeah, why not?
Exactly. They're the transfers.
And captain-wise, who?
I don't know, probably keep it on Salah again. Southampton going to Anfield. That's going to be, you know, a tough game for the Saints there, isn't it?
Yeah, same here, I think. It'll be Salah captain, yeah. What about you, Ben?
It's not very glamorous, but I'm going to bring in Hayden from Newcastle this week.
Oh, yeah. Might not be
he's
a bad
had
shot.
Two games now where he's scored two goals in the last two games. He is 4.3 million. In terms of his points, he got last few weeks, he got 5 points and he got 7 points. He just seems to have kind of popped in, and they've got some decent fixtures coming up, and he's so cheap. So they've got Norwich at home this weekend, then Arsenal away, but then Crystal Palace, Burnley, Southampton, Sheffield United, Villa, Bournemouth and West Ham. So Newcastle have got a decent little run.
Copy a shot.
And...
So
I just
sit
I feel
on your
like
bench,
if I'm not yeah if I'm not going to wildcard it yet, then I just need to free up some funds. I've got two free transfers, so
yeah. Because quite often you've had that benching headache, haven't
yeah,
you?
Yeah, I've
and
need to
you've
get
lost
rid of
points.
That.
So yeah, I'd yeah. It looks like a solid move to me if he can just sit on your bench and then you've got how much money you got in the bank now?
Well,
8.7 million.
7 million.
Wow!
So I can basically.
Oh my God.
Yeah. So I mean, that
what are you saving up for?
No. No, that's replacing him for Mane who's injured. So ideally, I want to keep Mane in.
But are you going to captain for 25?
At the moment, I'm thinking probably Vardy against Chelsea. Is that what they got this weekend?
Yes.
Yeah, at home. I think Chelsea look like they continue to fall apart, really. And it doesn't really seem to be any sort of...
Could be a big win there, yeah.
Yeah, I think it could be big for Leicester.
Could be a good shout, yeah.
Okay, cool. well, they have it. Hope that the triple captains that are remaining on Salah and TAA don't work out. good luck to everyone for Game Week 25.
So if you like this podcast, please hit subscribe, and if you're on Apple, leave us a lovely review if you can. That always helps us climb the podcast charts. And also, if you've got any questions about FPL, we will answer them at TripleCaptain3 over on Twitter. And see you next time.
You've been listening to Triple Captain from Sound Rebel, and we hope you've enjoyed this podcast. Please subscribe on your chosen podcast app. If you're listening on Apple Podcasts, then please rate and review us to help more people discover this podcast. And follow at Triple Captain 3 on Instagram and Twitter. Triple Captain from Sound Rebel. Discover more of our shows at soundrebel.co.uk.
If you're a maintenance supervisor at a manufacturing facility and your machinery isn't working right, Grainger knows you need to understand what's wrong as soon as possible. So when a conveyor motor falters, Grainger offers diagnostic tools like calibration kits and multimeters to help you identify and fix the problem. With Grainger, you can be confident you have everything you need to keep your facility running smoothly. Call 1-800-GRAINGER, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.